This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About that tax law then, the proximate cause of all that extra borrowing that Amy was just talking about, there is some new polling out showing Americans see that law more favorably than they did even a month or two ago, perhaps because there is a little more money in their paychecks. In official Washington, though, they are still fighting about the law, specifically how to interpret the thing the Internal Revenue Service, the Treasury Department, and the White House Office of Management and Budget are at odds. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath talked to former officials from each.
Here's the gist. Every federal agency that wants a new regulation has to send it to the Office of Management and Budget for review. Except for the IRS, says former OMB Administrator Susan Dudley. The IRS doesn't have to submit mundane rules that merely interpret the tax code, like,
how do you calculate days? Is it calendar days? Is it business days? That sort of thing.
Juicy stuff. The problem is, over time,
that exemption has been used much more broadly than that, to achieve policy goals rather than simply clarifying what's in the tax code.
For example, rules about nutrition labeling, corporate inversions, birth control provisions, and the Affordable Care Act. Dudley says the IRS got to sneak all those past the review process, claiming they're just interpretations of the tax code.
It makes the regulations less transparent, less accountable.
What are they worried about? Do they think that, like, somebody is breaking the law?
Adam Looney, formerly of Treasury's Office of Tax Analysis.
I guess my view would be that, like, it's not clear that OMB ever needs to be involved.
Basically, like, lay off, man. Looney says involving OMB just creates more paperwork and slows things down. Nevertheless, a 2016 report from the Government Accountability Office said the IRS exemption should be reviewed. And now Republican senators are pushing for more OMB oversight. Adam Looney even says when he was at Treasury, the occasional OMB reviews did make regulations better and more effective.
So ultimately, I thought it was like a super helpful element of the process.
Even though you might have not liked filling out the paperwork at the time.
We didn't like it.
At the end of the day, he says, it all comes down to a bureaucratic turf war. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.